Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief update from October the 23rd, 2023. We'll dive right into today's videos, taking a look at a performance of the indices we follow. Gold led the way to the upside with Friday's action up 70 basis points. Even saw AGG rebound a little bit there, likely to potentially see that reverse with TNX pushing above 5%. Read that this morning. Most of the indexes we see in negative territory, though, with NASDAQ composite down over 1.5%, along with a number of U.S. equity indexes in the Russell 2000 and others down over 1.2% there as well. So taking a look at the chart of gold, we see it pushing up there in near the $2,000 level. We did see it move back into a positive trend and return to a buy signal at this point, with being so elevated above current support levels. We're probably hit pause on potentially adding gold exposure at this point, look for some chart normalization at current levels for some of those gold funds, potentially, as you may be far away from support currently. And gold additionally is trading near the top of that trading band, getting closer to it, not quite too overbought, but is in on that threshold of being a little too overbought, potentially where you would look for that pause. In the S&P 500 this morning, we did see it move into a negative trend following Friday's action. We saw it return to a sell signal on Thursday's action, ultimately move through that bullish support line there through Friday's action, now testing our near-term lows here at 42.20. This was where we held last time, so we'll see if we're able to continue to hold there. It was prior resistance, and now is actually support along with prior resistance there, so we'll keep an eye on that level. As for the Russell 2000, we did see it move through that $1,700 level there, falling down to 1690 on the chart, close to 1680 here, now trading at levels we haven't seen since October of last year, violating that intermediate term and really kind of some of that intermediate term support there. So still see some here at 1650, but really have taken out a pretty key level of support here for small caps on the RUT chart there. As far as action we have seen within dollar over the past week, did want to mention that last week we saw commodities overtake international equities for that second position there in dollar. Still seeing quite a bit of movement as well under the hood within U.S. equities as well. Growth groups continuing to pick up and show further leadership there over their value and blend counterparts. So that's the action we've seen in dollar over the past week. This week, big week for earnings. It's a larger percentage of the S&P 500 reporting this week, kicking off here with the likes of Danaher, Dow, Ford, GM tomorrow, along with GE, Google, Microsoft also tomorrow, a number reporting tomorrow, and even throughout the week. We have Meta on Wednesday, as well as Amazon on Thursday there. So seeing quite a few, and really it wraps up on Friday with UPS here and Merck and Altria Group. So seeing quite a bit of earnings this week, or pardon me, those are on Thursday, wraps up Friday with the likes of Chevron and Exxon and the like. So seeing quite a few earnings report this week. Be sure to double check which ones on charts that you may be monitoring of holdings that may be reporting this week. One we'll look to talk about here is going to be Alphabet, G-O-O-G-L, currently maintains buy signal after completing a third here at 140, moving to a new 52-week high for the stock there. Currently maintains nice support here at 128, a reversal down to 134, would just bring it back to the middle of the trading band there. But again, keep an eye on support there at 128. And really, that would be the first initial sell signal in what's been a fairly strong uptrend for Google. So still maintaining a positive technical picture, but those levels we would keep an eye on for. Microsoft also maintaining a positive technical picture, still is that five for fiver, sits in a column of X's, technically still on a sell signal, but did hold support here at 312, showing the potential of reversal down here at 324, which would bring it right back to the middle of the trading band. And then again, we'll just keep an eye on support there at 312, as well as 292 being the bullish support line. From here, move above 344 would return Microsoft to a buy signal. Amazon reporting as well, still on a sell signal and actually put in a lower top last week as it reversed down into O's. Will be interesting to watch this stock, see how earnings come out. Current support here at 124, just testing that at the moment. From there, see some old resistance here kind of in the low 110s, but then the bullish support line lying at 108 for Amazon. Still maintains a 4 for 5 or attribute rating, so still elevated elevated there and ranks in the top quartile of the internet sector matrix, but we keep an eye on it from here. Reversal back indexes would occur with move above 132, and the stock would return to a buy signal if they move above 136. Meta, the last one we'll talk about, it is a 5 for 5, still has maintained a buy signal since August, with the second being here at 316, rallying up to 328 there, is now pulled back to 308, just pulling back to the middle of the trading band here. We would call this fairly healthy chart action, as long as we're able to maintain a higher bottom here, but see some nice support here at 288, as well as at 280 and 276 from those lows we saw, or those pullback levels we saw in August as well as September. So we keep an eye on those from here. Reversal back into X's would occur with a move above 320, and the stock would give a third consecutive buy signal with a move above 332. So we keep an eye on those charts this week. As we mentioned earlier, big week for earnings, so we can't go over every chart that we might want to look at there. We've just shown sort of the S&P 100 there and the major names that we see reporting this week, a majority of the S&P 500 reporting. So if you have any questions about a particular chart you may be monitoring, feel free to give us a call at 804-320-8511. Hope everyone has a nice start to their week.